Cap'n Pie, Cap'n Pie. No, I'm Hallie. I gave the teenage boy who burst into the navigation room a quelling look. Dooley had what I thought of as an alternate world form of ADD and could hardly stand still, let alone focus on anything for longer than a few minutes. He was forever flitting around the airship like a deranged, but friendly, puppy. You know this. I've been on the Enterprise for a year now. Even if you suffer from the same facial blindness that affects me, and I fervently pray you don't because it takes me years to recognize people and then I rely heavily on cues like hair or clothing, then surely you must still know who I am. Dooley bobbed a little bow, his freckled face flushed with excitement. As a fellow heavily freckled person who also blushed easily, he had my sympathy, but I wasn't going to let that emotion keep me from putting the kid right. I do know you, Miss Norris, but I thought it must be the captain making some sort of repairs to the auto-navigator to make the ship go so badly awry. I squared my shoulders and gave him another stifling look. We are not going badly awry. Awry implies off course, and according to this, I pointed to the machinery that sat on a wooden desk. It was clockwork, like so much of this new world into which Jack and I had been dumped a year before, and contained lots of whirring gears, dials, and leather belts that constantly seemed to need adjusting. According to this, we are perfectly on course. Dooley had the nerve to raise his eyebrows. I looked at the three rows of dials and sighed. Damn it, we were. I just said it. Where is this taking us? Really, airship? To Spain? Oh, I don't think so. I recalculated the dials, spinning the disks that adjusted the settings until they matched the numbers I'd written down from Octavia's map. Blasted thing is a mind of its own, I swear. Did you want something in particular, Dooley? He bobbed another little bow. No.
You wouldn't happen to know where the captain is?
It's just that Mr. Piper, he wants to know what she intends to do with the cargo that we liberated this morning. I watched the auto-navigator closely for a minute, just in case it decided to reset the numbers I'd input into it, but this time they seemed to stick. Hmm? Oh, she's probably in her cabin with Jack having a quickie. Oh, what now? I was about to answer when I remembered his age. Even in this world, I deemed him too young for such things. They have a quick, conversation with each other. Privately. Oh, aye, the lad said, nodding, the confusion on his face clearing. Without Mr. Francisco bothering the captain, you mean? Is the Lothario of the skies back with us? I gathered up my notes and left the small navigation room to stroll down the metal gangway running the length of the topmost of three decks that made up the gondola. A slight wind ruffled my hair, the faint but persistent rush of air that skimmed the airship, an ever-present reminder of just how different this world was from the one in which Jack and I had lived. I thought he was in Spain visiting family. He was, but we picked him up when we liberated the Emperor's supplies at Anaba. I made a rude face. Oh, great. Now we'll have him stomping around being a drama queen and making risque comments about Octavia's hair.